Citizen comments, they're not rushing, so. Resolution, approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions, discussions, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Excuse me, I guess we were supposed to let that yig vote first.
You can vote. Did you like our minutes last month?
Yeah, it was nice.
They were nice.
That's the strongest endorsement we've ever had.
Nice minutes.
It's going to be hard to keep up with that, isn't it? Okay, need a resolution to approve the appointment of Tara Panaskiewicz?
Sure. Tara is the new United Way CEO, and she'd be taking Tracy Nielsen's place on the Workforce Development Board. I know a question came up at our last time we had some of these resolutions for appointments and reappointments, exactly what the boards did, so we had copies made here. The Workforce Development Board is, this is our local board here in Kenosha County. Meets quarterly, 7:30 in the morning at the Job Center. I believe many of you, I know Mike, you've attended it in the past, and it goes over labor statistics, what's going on in WIOA, Workforce Innovations Opportunity Act, dislocated worker programs, and things along that line. So Tara would be a voting member on that board if you approve. She wasn't able to make it here tonight. She is on vacation, so if the committee wants to hold off on that appointment, it'd probably be September when we get her back here, because we have some.
When does Workforce Development meet?
Probably not until September or October.
Will we?
Yeah, we should have a meeting. I think this committee would meet. The August meeting, we probably won't have any resolutions because we're trying to hook up with the Community Health Center, which I'll talk about at the end of this meeting. And then we'd probably be back in September then on our regular.
So we can look for a motion to defer until.
If you wanted to, sure.
September, so she can come in and we can talk to her.
I'll move to defer.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Yeah, we'll just hold it.
Sorry.
Aye.
Remember, ask.
You've got to jump in there.
I guess.
I'm just sitting here and just keep, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I haven't met her. I knew Tracy was there, but I'd never met this.
Yeah, she's been on board, I think, since spring. I think they've been on board. So certainly, we'll see about making arrangements to have her come in September then. The next 5, 6, and 7 on the agenda are reappointments. One is Ben Haubach to the Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals, Sandy Basiglia also to the Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals, and Lou Molitor, who will be a reappointment to the Workforce Development Board. The Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals, we put that in front of you also. That group actually would represent the county in any grievance that someone would have about a policy or procedure. They do a lot of, well, not a lot, but so far most of that is focused on human services. For example, a couple weeks ago they had someone wanted to appeal being denied child care certification in their home. So that group got together, held the hearing, and then voted on whether to accept it or not. So that's what that group's up to these days. But it's really a countywide group, but they've always kind of fallen into us for that reappointment process, as we use them more than any other department. So, and since they're reappointments, as been passed, we did not ask for their attendance.
Any discussion?
Are they? They don't have to be associated with the county necessarily.
Correct. No, none of them are. We have, I think, one is a retired county employee, but they cannot be employed by the county and sitting on that committee.
So you're trying to get us to vote for all three at once here?
Well, it's the committee's choice. I mean, two are for the appeals and one's for the Workforce Development Board, so however you would like to proceed.
Let's just go one at a time here like we're doing.
Okay, resolution to reappoint Ben Haubach to the Kenosha County Board.
I know you like to combine them. Sorry.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yig first.
I mean, I really don't know them.
You don't know Ben Haubach? You should.
It's just like choosing the county board chair on your first day. Trust me, I've been there.
They all do a nice job, all right?
Okay, then, if they're good.
You have to look at the resume and make a decision. Aye.
A resolution to reappoint Sandra Basiglia to the Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, then we get Lou. Resolution to reappoint Lou Molitor to the Kenosha County Workforce Development Board.
So moved. I think Lou's a good guy.
I do too. Second?
Aye.
No.
Yes?
Second? Do you second it? Second.
You need a second, then you can vote.
Getting the hang of this.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Was this practice for her? We just take them all at once? Why was that necessary?
Somebody suggested.
I was trying to give her more experience, you know.
Said that up front. I wouldn't have looked at you like you were nuts.
Child support updates. Nina.
Aye.
Nina's the director of workforce development. If you need a job, talk to her.
Yes. Thanks for having me. I have some little bit similar information that we both have heard at the Human Services Board, so I tried to tweak it a little bit to make it a little more interesting for you tonight. So take one too if you'd like.
Thank you.
So last time we met at Human Services Board, we gave you a dashboard, but this one's updated because we were ranked fourth as a state in child support collections, and now we're ranked second. So that's wonderful news. And this what we're trying to do is go towards this dashboard method of providing information because it's a lot easier to get the snapshot, less detail, but we have detail if you want it. And so we're following the state's lead. So on the top here, we have the state's dashboard. So the state of Wisconsin collects $658 million in child support in 2016, and they collect 74.5% of the current support ordered, which is second in the nation, which is wonderful.
How much does Kenosha County collect?
We collect, last month, around 71% for current support.
In total dollars, it's?
It's around $3 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
$3 million.
Okay.
And paternity establishment in 2016 in the state of Wisconsin was 24,898 children that received a legal father by the process of paternity establishment. Another thing child support does is when we establish a child support order, we also establish a health insurance order. And we do that in 97% of our cases, and that's very important. And why that's important is once we establish that health insurance order, then we look to the parent providing it through their own employer. So if it's offered as at a reasonable rate, which is less than 5% of their net, we're going to enforce that and collect the health insurance, have the premiums go through their employer, which takes 38,000 people off of Badger Care every year in the state of Wisconsin. So that's a big deal. And in the state of Wisconsin, 70% of the poor children in Wisconsin live with a single parent, and child support represents 40% of the family income for the poor custodial families that receive it. And child support is one of the most cost-effective government programs, and not a lot of people realize that. It's not marketed very well. We're trying to market that more so now. And for every dollar spent, the program collects $6.76. And that's $1.50 more than the national average. And then, do you have any questions on that first sheet?
But we're not even 1% of the 658 million.
Ah.
So does that mean it all happens in Milwaukee and Madison or
and
Green Bay?
And Kenosha and Brown and Rock. Yeah. The extra large counties and Milwaukee, which is its own state in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. That's a joke that we use. And then the second page is a local dashboard that was created by a child support supervisor, Shalonda Black. And what we try to represent here is our different performance measures and just some indicators that impact our performance measures. So on the top left, caseload, We have 11,751 cases right now in Kenosha County Child Support. It fluctuates between 10.5 to 13. And then for court order establishment, we're at 90%, and that's a performance measure. We have to be 90% or above. And the health insurance rate, you can see there for, we're comparing 2016 and 2017 in some of these boxes. And we're at 29% in June. And we've struggled with that. We find that sometimes when we find out where somebody's working, that they may leave the employment, so we're not able to get them into the health insurance, you know, get them enrolled in the health insurance with the employer. Sometimes you have to be there for 6 months or more before you get your health insurance. Also, some employers don't offer it at a reasonable rate for the non-custodial parent. They can't afford to take the health insurance. They wouldn't have enough income to bring home. So
if what happens to them? I mean, in a situation like that?
Well, they don't.
There?
No, because they don't, unless they have children. You know, they need to have children, and they need to have a certain income coming into the house, and they look at the assets. So many times, a non-custodial parent who doesn't have any children in the house is not going to qualify, or they're going to have a very high premium. But what happens most of the time is that they go into the federal marketplace through the Affordable Care Act. Their assets and their income are too high.
How does that Affordable Care Act, is that functioning well here, or?
How does that work?
I mean, is it working? I mean, I read the papers and they, you know, they're trying to destroy it.
I feel that it works because I see more people getting health insurance coverage.
At a reasonable?
Right. And then people with mental health issues and people with addictions are getting their services. So one of my concerns is that people who have those issues may not get the services they need, and that'll cause more social problems. And it'll cause problems with children whose parents don't get the services they need, and then they might go into an out-of-home placement because their parents aren't stabilized. And then we also look at the metro area unemployment rate for Kenosha and Lake County because we're in this corridor. And so we like to know what's going on. People are working back and forth in that area. So when we see unemployment rates go up and down, it affects our ability to collect child support. And the middle there in the circle is the current support collection rate. And we've been going up steadily. We've had Tom Beening as a manager for the last 15 years or so. And we used to be at about 55%. And under his leadership, we're up to almost 72%. And we're working smarter, we're working targeted reports, and we're connecting parents to employment. And I think that is a big reason why the current support collection rate is going up. Also, the economy's better now. More people are finding jobs, so that helps. And when you see that middle box on the bottom, it says paternity established rate is 103%. Many people, how can you be 103%? And it's a cumulative. It just keeps growing over the year, the number of people. So that's why it always ends up being over 100%, at least for us. Other states, they have challenges with that. They can't find the other parent to serve them to go through the process of establishing paternity. And then another standard that we have is collections on arrears. And that rate is continuing to go up as well. So we're glad to see that. And on the bottom of our dashboard, we put our achievements. And the second achievement I had discussed last time was about our partnership with the Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency to provide fatherhood programming. We received a grant through the state of Wisconsin, and they get the grant through the feds, and they chose Wisconsin, Brown, and Kenosha to deliver these fatherhood services. So we're partnering with Charmaine Harris, and he has the Dedicated Dads program. And I hope to have him come and talk to you in the next month or two so you can hear from him what he sees and what his experiences are and what he's been teaching the fathers in the community. And then the first achievement was that we successfully passed our triannual review. Child support has a review every 3 years. That went really well. It's an interesting review. We have to fill out a lot of the paperwork ahead of time. And hence it goes pretty well when you fill out the paperwork ahead of time. But of course they can track everything that we put in there and follow up on everything. And then with economic support, we had a food share review, and we have that every year. And that is, the state comes in and they want to make sure we're following the guidelines of the feds, the federal government, and the state. And with both programs, some of the feedback we received was that in Kenosha, we do a lot more outreach than they see in other counties. And I've got a list of some of the outreach that we do. For food share, we do food share and medical outstationing at Kenosha Human Development Services and at the Kenosha County Detention Center. Through the Kenosha Unity Coalition, we have a partnership with the Kenosha Correctional Center, and we're going to start resource fairs in August, one during the day, once a month during the day, and then the following month it'll be at night. And so we'll have information on food share and medical and the dedicated dads program and child support employment programs, so that when they get released, they can come to us and get services to help get them going so they can have strong footing upon release. And another thing that was a kudos to Kenosha was the food share people will send out surveys to all of our customers, our staff, and our community partners to see how we're doing with the provision of services. And all of our partners responded in a high rate. They said it was the highest rate that they'd seen throughout the state of Wisconsin from partners answering the survey. And it was only 30 people, but that was the highest rate they'd seen. So, and that's great, because that's how we learn how to do our business better. So whenever, you know, whatever we hear, we want to use and improve upon services. We want to make sure that staff know how to provide the best customer service that they can. And that was probably the only negatives I saw from the survey, was that some staff might have just forgotten to add some piece that could have helped somebody know something a little more to become a little more self-sufficient or use another resource. So, and that just takes time, because learning eligibility through the economic support program is very difficult, very challenging. It's 12-week training, and it takes a lot of time in the job before you got it down. And then they keep changing it, so you have to stay abreast of everything.
Do we have a lot of long-term employees there? Or?
Yes, I would say that we do. In economic support, we do, and we do in child support. Mm-hmm. It's pretty technical.
Yeah, I mean, I could see where a high turnover could be a disaster.
Right, right. We don't want to see that. So we try to provide different trainings, and we try to provide a lot of positive feedback to staff and be empathetic with what they go through, because they're dealing with upset people and people who may have had trauma in their life, and it's not easy conversations all the time. So they have a passion for it. And then the last thing, we just had a Holiday House meeting today, so I thought I'd pass out this information, because Holiday House is over the holidays and prior to the holidays, where you get coats and wraps and food and a gift card for food. And the registration starts in August 1st. And on the back, it's in Spanish. Thank you. And I just thought you might want to know for any of your constituents who might be in need.
The program is run out of our building in the former child care center there, room we call Moore 3 now. Been doing that for several years. I think it's working really smoothly. Goodfellows does all the fundraising and contributes the money for the coats and the toys at Christmas. So it's a strong collaboration with them and Goodwill, who we have kind of putting it on for us.
You know, the Pioneers, a group I belong to, come down and help hand out coats and toys.
Yeah, there's a lot of volunteers. We get a lot of middle schools and high school come in and volunteer. A lot of other community service groups come in and help. So it's a real good event. So.
It's a lot of fun.
Do you have any questions about child support, economic support? You do? Always available.
Your number is listed.
Yes. Well, thank you for your time.
Do we have any other business authorized by law? The reporter doesn't have any questions for us?
No. Oh, yeah. More calm than the city council meetings.
I got it.
It's usually the case 99.9% of the time, as it should be, as it should be in this building.
Is that the headline tomorrow?
Yes, I can be.
Go for it, John.
Couple things. I was able to have a discussion with the Kenosha Community Health Center, and they have graciously agreed to meet with this committee. It'll be next month. It'll be August 8th, not August 1st. So our regularly scheduled meeting would have been the 1st. However, they couldn't do it that date, so we bumped it to the following Tuesday, and it'll be a 5:30 start time at a location yet to be determined. They're going to get back to me. I think it's probably going to be over at the facility on 63rd Street, and to kind of give a tour and kind of walk through and discuss where they've been and where they plan on heading. Their new executive director comes on board August 1, so we'll be able to meet that gentleman also at that point in time. So just a heads up, early heads up to the committee. Janine will get that information out as soon as we hear where, and we'll keep you posted on that. I have a second thing.
How's the golf game?
Questions. I'm wondering for next meeting if we can get a number as to how many of our folks in Kenosha County are on Medicaid.
Sure.
In fact, if we could even break that down a little further by municipality, that would be great too.
That becomes a little more difficult because we're using state data.
Oh, I know.
You and I had a discussion about some other data that I'm still working on getting. We'll get that out too when I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
As a person, Mr. Chairman, full disclosure, for whom has had to go to the marketplace and has one option and cannot afford that one option and has seen those premiums go up ridiculously compared to the pace of other states, yeah, this is something we should take a look at.
I agree.
John, the lead grant that Kenosha County got,
yes.
Are we able to use that to remove lead pipes from the street to the house?
No, I believe it's all in the home, more of paint issues than the pipes. And I can double check that. I know this is our renewal of that grant, so I can have them come and talk at a future Human Service Committee meeting also about that.
I was hoping it would be used for some for pipes,
yeah,
but I guess not.
I'm almost positive.
I know
if I'm wrong, I will send an email tomorrow if that's not correct.
I know the city, when they're doing the water mains, are replacing the pipes at a house.
Well, I'm sure they are if they're digging them up.
Yeah.
But that would be federal funding. So to change that, we could get the ball rolling on that. That'd be smart.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, I know otherwise they're probably not going to get replaced for a long time.
Anything else? Any committee member comments? Kind of looking forward to next month, John.
Let's see. Yeah, we'll get the information out as soon as we hear back from
the location. Well, I don't know how the committee feels, but it's kind of nice to see what the Human Services Department actually does rather than just sit in a room and look in our faces. So.
Yeah, and I'm not, yeah, we'll figure out who on their side is also attending. I imagine a few of their board members will want to be present, things like that. So should be a fairly, I think, open discussion about where things are going in that. So. Oh, and the second thing, I did say two things. You do have your annual reports before you. If there's anything in here that catches your eye, other than the fact that these pictures were taken maybe several years ago.
Yeah, I noticed a couple of these. Like, what, were you in high school? Or what the heck
Photoshop.
Is this?
Jeez. Janine tried to
well,
get these
Well, this is
pictures.
Your high school photo, huh?
But if anything catches your eye and you want more detail or a presentation on anything, please let us know. We also have it posted online. If you need hard copies or anything like that, just give us a holler if you want to hand them out to constituents or share them at a meeting at some point in time. Janine would be the point of contact with all that stuff. So,
do you think it'd be worthwhile to hand this out to county board members at our board meeting if we ever have another one?
We have in the past. We've gone up and put them on their chairs. We can do that if that's this committee's desire, or point it toward the web page if they want to do that. I mean, whatever.
And I don't know if a lot of them look at it or.
Yeah, that I didn't want to necessarily kill a lot of trees if it wasn't worth it. But if people want hard copies, we'll be happy to.
Okay. Yeah, mention that at the meeting. If you want a hard copy of it, it's available. Otherwise, you're going to post this on the web.
Yep. Is it out there already, Jeannie? Soon.
That's the internet, right?
Hey. maybe five or six copies. I've learned, Mr. Chairman, that when I kill trees for everybody, half of those trees are uncared about.
Good point. Any other comments? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Unless you want to stay, I mean, you're welcome to.
I prompt her, say aye.
I don't know if that's cool, but you're welcome to stay.
Do you want to stay or nay? Stay or nay?
That's the important vote.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I know I'm just telling you.